Not to One plays Lady Gaga, Just Dance, and the comeback song from Girls Aloud in just a minute after we chat X Factor with a bunch of guys who missed the final at the weekend by a whisker, literally less than 1% between themselves and Christopher Maloney, who went on to finish third, of course. But they were there on Sunday night singing, which ironically is more than he was. And they'll be singing here in Aberdeen at the Garage this evening and again at the weekend when they're back for a family show. They come on to chat to us in advance of those shows. There's two Jamies, a Josh and a George. Morning to Josh from UNJ. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well. Listen, have you had a chance for it all to sink in yet, or is it just a million miles per hour right now and on to the next chat and performance?
It is crazy. I mean, we've obviously just come off the X Factor and we're gigs sort of most nights now up until Christmas, but no, it's been a whirlwind, but it's been an amazing adventure, and you know, we're looking forward to the future, hopefully.
Speaking of the future, I mean, now that it's over, you've got these shows, and of course you'll be on the tour as well, but have you got round to signing your own deal yet?
No, I mean, we haven't, you know, that's hoping sort of to happen after the new year, hopefully speak about record deals if there is one, and, you know, sort all of that stuff out. But no, we've got our fingers crossed. We've worked so hard, and hopefully we've done enough to kind of get that deal that we're desperate to get.
You know what I think put the nail in your coffin in the show, and it's nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I think it was Louis in the onesie.
he's such a legend.
See, I saw it and I thought, okay, Louis, you know, credit to you for doing it, but what happens if they get to the final? What's he going to do then? And I was terrified.
He's going to come out in a leotard, I think.
that's a horrible mental image, Josh. Listen, looking back at the show, what was your own favourite performance from it, of your own?
Oh, I think we enjoyed Beneath Your Beautiful, up-tempo kind of. It started off slow and then got really quite emotional, and it was a great song, and we loved every minute of that song.
Is that when you felt like, you know, this actually clicks?
Yeah, and well, actually, no, do you know, the song that we felt that we kind of clicked on stage was Love Story, which was, I think, week six or something.
Yeah.
That was the week that we kind of thought that we arrived and probably kind of stamped our place in the competition. But we just, hopefully people at home thought that we developed week in, week out. And, you know, that was what we wanted to do. We just wanted to get better each week and use the judges' comments to our advantage and kind of, you know, so.
On the show, do you think that the right guy won?
Yeah, I mean, as long, you know, it was either Jermaine or James for me, and both of them are worthy winners. But, you know, James is an incredible artist.
There's a bit of expectation on your shoulders now, you know. I mean, after One Direction went global, and The Wanted, and GLS, and none of them won, do you think you can do it and be the next big boy band?
Well, obviously One Direction and GLS have come from the same platform as us. But, you know, time will tell. We'd like to think that we could maybe have some of their success.
Listen, Josh, at the Garage tonight and again at the weekend for a family show, is there a difference between tonight and the family show? Is it just that one of them is at an earlier time? Girls get excited, you see.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there are times, but no, we just love doing every gig that we're doing. You know, last night was our first one, and we're loving it. It was weird kind of doing something outside of the X Factor, really. But, we're excited for tonight, to say the least.
Okay. Speaking of fans, if they're coming along to see you tonight, what's the best way to win you over?
Just smile and kind of look as though you're enjoying yourself. There's nothing worse than when you do a performance and people look bored out of their mind. But just smile and kind of look involved, and, you know, yeah, that's it really. Smile and just be happy.
UNJ at the Garage tonight from 10:30, tickets in the door, and again at the weekend for a family show. Details of which you can find on our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/North71. Josh, thanks for coming on. Good luck with everything. See you next time.
No problem. Thanks very much, mate. Have a good one.